In her day, Laura Nyro was one of the country's most popular singer-songwriters. She was a wailing vocalist who played piano, a very urban folk artist whose songs captured the intensity, the ecstasy, and the occasional quiet sweetness of life in her native New York City. Laura Nyro's heyday was the late 1960s and early 70s. Yesterday, she died of ovarian cancer at age 49. She wrote songs that were performed by Peter, Paul and Mary, Blood, Sweat and Tears, The Fifth Dimension, and Barbra Streisand. In 1989, Laura Nyro was interviewed on NPR's Weekend Edition by Scott Simon.
I see a connection between, let's say, all the arts, a song, a poem, a sculpture. Like, sometimes I'll see, you know, in the city, if I'm walking, like, a big colored mobile or sculpture, and if I really connect with it, it's a wonderful thing because it just uplifts your spirit. So I think that the best of art, it does that. It's an affirmation of your life and your spirit. It's just real.
Laura Nyro's songs included Wedding Bell Blues, Stone Soul Picnic, Eli's Coming, Save the Country, and this song, written when she was a teenager.
And when I die, and when I carry on. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it's peace you find in dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living room to my dying will tell that only my
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.